Hachette Audio presents Villa America. Written by Liza Klausman. Read by Jennifer Woodward. These things I know. How the living go on living, and how the dead go on living with them, so that nothing is wasted in nature or in love. Laura Crafton Gilpin. The ordinary novelist has only one message. I submit that this is one way we are. Eudora Welty. What Was Lost, 1935. The sky was as blue as a robin's egg on the afternoon they pulled Owen Chambers' body out of the Baie des Anges. It had taken 3 days before they could reach him. Spring tides off the coast of Antibes, a lack of proper equipment, and he was almost unrecognizable when he was finally recovered, seaweed wending its way through his tangled blonde hair. He'd left a note before taking off in his plane on a March morning so warm it seemed like summer. But the letter had been spirited away by his friend, Vladimir Orlov, and its contents were lost. Little was known about his life, except that he was an American who had fought as a pilot in the Great War, that he lived alone, and that, for a time, he'd been part of a circle of American artists and writers who had colonized the Côte d'Azur before they'd scattered, blown back to their home country. He had few friends among the locals, save a mechanic who'd worked for him, a couple of pilots from a nearby airbase, and Vladimir, a white Russian transplant. So the funeral was a small, brief affair, and his stone was inscribed only with his name and the date of his death. The rest vanished with him. On the same day that Owen was dragged from the sea, thousands of miles across the Atlantic in a dark hospital room in Boston, the heart of 15-year-old Beowth Murphy stopped beating. His mother, Sarah, and his father, Gerald, had kept watch for 10 days while their son struggled to keep breathing, his body twisted in agony. When he was gone, Sarah refused to believe that it was over and had to be forcibly sedated so that they could remove...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?